This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Coaching carousel going round and round, NFL. I see where Bill, I was just checking for the latest, and I see that Bill Belichick has finally hired a couple of assistants.
Well,
did you read that the ACC and North Carolina were getting a little antsy?
Yeah,
because they gave Belichick like $10 million to fill out his staff, and he didn't hire anyone.
No, and there is some chatter that Tom Brady and the Raiders were kicking the tires on him, and North Carolina was panicked that Bill was going to change his mind. It is widely reported. The Athletic had the story. I've seen it two other places as well with all kind of the same information. Bill did not want to go to college football. The report is that Bill was increasingly frustrated that he was not going to get a job. He was pissed that he didn't get one last cycle, and he was not in any sort of real front runner position this year. And he realized that the longer that went on, that he had a chance that he was never going to coach again. And that was not an option for him. So he ended up running to college football. Well, lo and behold, here come the Raiders supposedly sniffing around him. And there was a real threat that you imagine the egg on your face if you're North Carolina and you go through this whole process and you think you've got your guy and you're in recruits and transfer portal. And then before he ever makes a hire or does one day of coaching, he's like, yeah, by the way, peace.
Well, he hired two guys today.
So. Yeah.
But you would have to think that they put something in his contract about that, right?
Just a buyout.
But they had to, I mean, they have to have protected themselves in some way.
The only thing you can do is buyouts. And if the Raiders want him or Bill has the money. And
then that's on them. I feel like Belichick is just, I think he's kind of a scorned lover in a way.
Well, he is.
Like, I feel like at this point, he's like, no, I'm staying in college, effers. You had your chance to get me. And by the way, I'm not working for Tom freaking Brady, who I worked alongside. He is not going to be the owner that I answer to. So I'm just going to go to North Carolina. I'm going to do it my way. They're going to give me everything I want, which they did.
But scorned lovers can also be lured back because he didn't want to break up.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, it's one thing when it's your choice and you're like, you know what, this is a toxic thing. I'm done. I need to move on. But when you, North Carolina is just it's the rebound girl. Bill just got his heart ripped out and he can't get back with the ex. And so he just went running to some floozy on the Carolina coast. He doesn't really want to be there. And that's the weird part if you're North Carolina is he doesn't want that job. It's just the only job he could get.
I can't even imagine.
Which I think is very strange, which why North Carolina did it in the first place. But I mean, he's only a placeholder. He's going to be there for 2 or 3 years either way. And then he turns 78 or 9 or whatever. And you got to move on and go to the other Belichick.
Well, the steam that's building on the coaching front is that Ben Johnson may be the next coach of the Raiders.
Yeah.
The Lions offensive coordinator.
Yep.
Which is interesting because Ben Johnson stayed put last year and turned down way better jobs.
Yeah, and we would think the Raiders job is one of the worst jobs on the market.
It would seem like a weird one to hold out for.
Yeah, well, I read something today about him that he said that maybe he didn't feel as though he was really ready for a head coaching job last year based on the interviews, because he did interview.
Yeah.
But he said this year he was more prepared for how he would be interviewed, and he and it made him sort of think a bigger picture, not just offense.
Yeah.
And so perhaps it was good that he got that experience and then went back for a year, and now he's he says he's better prepared to be a head coach and kind of go get the head coaching job.
Yeah.
You know, because maybe he maybe Ben Johnson, for as good as he is offensively, maybe there are some owners that were scared off by him last year because they were like, well, good offense, but is he really a full-on leader of a whole team? I don't know.
Well, and if you're Ben Johnson too, maybe the idea of being tied to any of these quarter, like we all can sit here and say, all right, I like this quarterback, this quarterback, this quarterback. But for a guy like Ben Johnson, who is obviously knows what he's doing, maybe he doesn't love the quarterback options, and maybe he wants to go to a place with a blank slate where he can find his, or maybe he thinks that a Sam Darnold or someone like that, or that it is a bridge, or maybe he talks with Tom. I'm assuming when he talked to Tom Brady, him and Tom sat down, and one of the first questions is going to be, what do we do at quarterback? Because the options aren't there in Vegas. And maybe they like someone in the draft that isn't a top 10 pick. Maybe there is a someone that's available in the teens or in the second round that they really like, or there's a plan to go out. Because you don't take a job, especially as an offensive guy, and not have a plan at quarterback. And so just because we don't think there's a quarterback option there doesn't mean that Ben doesn't.
Well, that might be just it right there. You know, this whole Tom Brady now kind of being the figurehead for the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
That might make that the best job.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine Ben Johnson gets tight sports pants sitting down with Tom Brady talking about
how to build this
a blank slate and saying, hey, Brady's telling him, hey, Mark Davis is going to let me, you know, run this thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Red Danny.
So you're my guy. Let's do this together. Like that's intriguing if you're a coach. Maybe not Belichick, but if you're Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
You could do a lot worse than hitching your wagon to Tom Brady to build your franchise as opposed to some, you know, meddling owner, like if it were just Mark Davis or if it were, you know, some power-tripping GM who, you know, like ran Carthon and Mike Vrabel in Tennessee and it ends up not working out because you got two big egos. You know, so I feel like Brady gives the Raiders a really good shot.
Yeah.
And maybe because of that, they get a better coach like Ben Johnson who believes in that.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of what else is out there, right? So of the open
you got
jobs.
Chicago.
So you got Chicago.
And that's Caleb Williams.
And you would think, but maybe he looks at Caleb and looks at film and is like, dude, I didn't like him coming out of SC.
He might.
Dallas, you have the best quarterback, but he also makes a ton of money and that roster is kind of locked in. And Ben Johnson looks at that and says, no, I don't want to be tied to that roster because there really is no wiggle room and flexibility. And then you're dealing with what, Jacksonville and Trevor. The Saints don't have one and the Jets don't have one and really no way to go get one either. And the Saints are kind of tied to Derek Carr. So maybe the blank slate of the Raiders, you're right. Maybe that is just more attractive than we gave it credit for, especially if you don't like being tied to one of the three, quote, franchise quarterbacks in Caleb, Dak, or Lawrence.
You're Ben Johnson. You're an offensive guy.
Yeah.
And the greatest quarterback of all time is going to be your wingman when you're building out your offense with a blank slate at quarterback. Like,
that's pretty good.
That's pretty intriguing.
Yeah.
Plus, you might get paid like, what, $10 million a year?
Yeah, a lot. I would assume. And you get to live in Vegas.
Now, if it's not Tom Brady and it's Mark Davis, I think that's a different conversation.
Valid point.
All right. One coach gets the private jet treatment for his interview. Is there any doubt he will be hired? That's next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, so, See? Coaching carousel. I was mentioning that one coach got the PJ treatment, private jet.
Yeah.
To go interview. And I was reading that this team has interviewed 12 coaches.
It's a lot of coaches.
And he is the only one that got the PJ to go up there.
Yeah. Who was it? Remember Dan Quinn, when he flew with the to the Commanders, they flew him coach.
Like, did they?
Yeah. Just like on a regular jet. And people were like, well, he's not getting the job. And he got the job.
Wow.
Yeah, but I'm like,
I don't remember that.
Yeah, there was a photo of him, like someone had him on the airplane and then getting off and walking through the airport, and they're like, really, Washington?
I just assumed all of this was private jet stuff.
I thought so too, but you know, I guess not everybody.
I guess not.
Yeah. I'm guessing Dallas is probably the PJ.
So the team I'm talking about is the Bears.
Yes.
And they sent the private jet down to Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
And they interviewed him today.
Yeah.
Which I think would be a very strange hire for Chicago. That's not it.
Doesn't make sense to me, but I mean, McCarthy, I guess everything about Chicago has to be the track record of working with quarterbacks. And I know, Mike, you brought it up yesterday. His record is about the same, like everything, as Mike Tomlin's and Sean Payton. And I know McCarthy had the weird thing in Green Bay where it was like he gave up play calling duties and then took him back. But Mike McCarthy did oversee and call plays when Aaron Rodgers was at his very best. He also led Dak Prescott to borderline two MVP seasons and 13 plus wins in Dallas. So I know that seems weird. It wouldn't be where I would go, but I don't think it's insane. If everything is, we have to find a way to get Caleb Williams right. Mike McCarthy could be a steady hand and knows what it takes to play that position. Look, I'm just making, what did I just say? It's not where I'd go. I just try to provide you a 30,000 foot view, and you're still like,
I don't like your 30,000 foot view on that. That's a safe hire. It's not the worst hire because he does have a track record, but it's just like, that makes no sense. I feel like McCarthy, the thing about him, he was out of the game for a while, right?
No, I don't think so.
Well, he was. He was out of the game after the Packers, and he was kind of off the radar. Like, nobody was talking about him. And then Jarrah is the one that...
I thought it was only a year. Let me look.
I thought it was more than a year.
Let me look.
I thought Jarrah was the one that brought him back to into the lexicon. Mm. And there was this big piece about how...
It was like 2 years.
Was it 2 years?
Last year, the Packers was 2018. First year at the Cowboys was 2020.
Okay.
Okay, so Jerry goes and gets him, you know, finds him, you know, with... I don't know, hiding in a cave, watching film with stubble and drinking coffee. You know, the whole thing with coaches. The thought was, McCarthy has been off studying new offenses. Because he's supposedly a very good offensive mind.
Yes.
So he goes away for 2 years and he realizes that he needs to kind of modernize what he does offensively. And the big thing was that convinced Jerry's like, okay, let's give this guy another shot. He's got a Super Bowl. And they bring him in, and their offense, it's not any different. Like, it's the same thing. Like, there's nothing new and interesting about it.
No.
He's not He's just, he'd be like hiring Pete Carroll.
But I will say he did oversee the 3 years, because remember the first year they were there, that was Dak got hurt. And when he came back, Dak put together, I mean, I'm going to look at this. Dak put together his two best seasons. Under Mike McCarthy, Dak had a quarterback rating one time of 103 with 37 touchdowns and 10 picks, 36 touchdowns and 9 picks, and won 12 games in both of those seasons, won a playoff game.
But they didn't go anywhere.
They didn't go anywhere.
And they didn't run the ball.
No, but I don't think you can say that Mike McCarthy in Dallas, as far as what he did for that offense and what he did for Dak, I'm just not ready to toss that out. Believe me, it doesn't make any sense to me why, if you're Chicago, you wouldn't be going hard with private jets after some of the other candidates, but I don't know. Maybe they want to piss off Green Bay by bringing him in. It doesn't make any sense to me. The only person that Dallas has asked to interview is Robert Saleh.
Dion.
Yeah, I guess Dion turned it down. So,
oh, he did?
Yeah.
Dion's not going.
I saw that today.
Aww.
Dion said no. So they didn't have to ask permission to talk to Dion. You do have to ask permission to talk to other NFL coaches. And supposedly the only coach that they have actually asked to interview and that they do have a meeting set up with is Robert Saleh. So maybe Robert Saleh is going
down. Well,
he's
unemployed, though. Why would you have to?
I don't know. Maybe there's a severance thing in there. They just said that they had asked talk to Robert Saleh. Or maybe they just asked Robert Saleh's representatives, hey. But I saw that today that Dion told Dallas, no, that's not going anywhere. And that the only interview set up for Dallas is right now is Robert Saleh.
Correction on McCarthy. It was just a 1 year hiatus, just 2019 that he sat out.
Okay. Yeah. I thought he was gone for a while.
Well, I found an interesting blurb on this, and basically it says that he interviewed for the Browns job initially in that offseason, and they were going to force him to retain Freddie Kitchens, which he didn't want to do. So he passed on that job, even though he was offered, and Kitchens got the job. Then he interviewed for the Jets job, but they chose Adam Gase over him. Then he said he was going to sit out the season in collaboration with Jim Haslett, Frank Cignetti Jr., and Scott McCurley began to study league playbooks, league trends, and analytics.
Right.
As Suk was saying.
Yeah. Well, that's
called
what I
would. McCarthy Project.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Like, he supposedly had this big book of this new thing that he's, you know, this innovative, you know, revamped offense. He didn't, there's nothing.
No. And he's just.
So why was that report? Like, it's just.
He's just.
What was that?
He's the definition
of. He is so milquetoast, dude.
Exactly.
He is so mid.
He's a solid mid professional hire. And I don't know why Chicago would do that, but.
Can you name all of the Cowboys coaches?
Because
there's only been 9 of them.
There's only been 9?
Can you name them in a row?
I probably couldn't name in a row, but I bet you I'd get 7 or 8 of them.
I bet you get them all.
Well, you're going back to Tom Landry.
Which, by the way, Tom Landry, let's not forget, Jerry fired Tom Landry.
Yes, and that was viewed as...
the worst move of all time. Tom Landry was a hero there.
Yes, but it got them Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah. And they won Super Bowl, so nobody talks about it. But seriously, the firing of Tom... Jerry bought that team and fired Tom Landry. And the firing of Tom Landry at that time was wicked controversial.
Yes.
Because he was the man. He'd been there for 20, 30 years.
But...
And wasn't the firing of Jimmy Johnson controversial, too?
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
that was more of a mutual split.
Yeah,
if
you ever hear the story behind that, Jimmy Johnson was basically daring Jerry Jones to fire him because he thought he was a boob.
Yeah.
And then the ultimate insult.
Well, he was right.
So Landry the first coach?
Yeah, Landry was the only coach.
I can't say I knew
1960.
That. Okay.
Yep.
So you went Landry, then to Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy to Barry Switzer.
Yeah. And then it gets a little weird, but you know the names.
So Dave Campo was in there.
But there's one guy before Dave Campo for a couple seasons.
This one
wasn't Wade Phillips yet, was it?
No, he came later.
Parcells is in there.
He came after Campo.
Who am I missing?
There's one dude.
This is post-Switzer.
So you guys pretty much got it. So you got Landry to Jimmy Johnson to Barry Switzer to this guy. Then Dave Campo, Bill Parcells, Wade Phillips, Jason Garrett, Mike McCarthy.
Who are we
You're missing one famous Dallas Cowboys head
is he
coach.
How long was he there for?
Looks like 2 seasons. And he went 18 and 14.
Is this like the, who, was this the Quincy Carter years?
I think it might have been.
Remember when he was their quarterback? I can picture him.
Yep.
He had like a, he had an afro, right? He had the white man. I can picture him. He's like a fat white guy with a Jack Sigma. Am I wrong? Does he have like a white man curl?
He, not really. No? Like, I don't, that's not how I remember him.
Maybe I'm, I can picture, maybe I'm thinking of Dave Campo.
Yeah, that's who you're thinking of.
Maybe that's
because Campo had the glasses. Campo was this was a special teams coach.
Dave Campo. See, yeah, maybe I'm.
The.
Oh no! Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm thinking of Campo.
Head coach that you cannot name of the Dallas Cowboys is the great Chan Gailey.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, 2 years, 18-14, 0-2 in the playoffs. Fired. What? By the way, every
Have
single
I completely blocked out the Chan Gailey era.
Well, I think. It's easy
He's
to get
forgettable.
It's easy to get that confused with the Dave Campo era,
yeah,
because they were right back to back. But every one of those nine coaches had a winning record except for Campo.
Dave Campo.
Every one of them. Yeah. Garrett did.
Yeah.
McCarthy did. Phillips did.
I say the Cowboys are low. The Cowboys are not a bad organization. They just get a lot of crap. But they and you look at their draft picks. Throughout this whole thing, the Cowboys build pretty good rosters. They just build incomplete rosters because they fall in love with the flash, and they don't fill in the cracks. That's what someone said it the other day, and I wish I could remember who it was, but they said the Cowboys do a great job in the middle of the field, and they fail in the margins. And the margins are what makes Super Bowls and playoff wins, and the Cowboys are awful in the margins.
Somebody said Chan Gailey's still in the still coaching in college.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's an offensive coordinator. Oh my God. No.
Well, Chan Gailey?
Yeah. Most recently, he is not. I don't know if he's in college now.
It doesn't look like it.
He was most recently the OC of the Dolphins.
I feel like he's like 1,000 years old.
In
is 2020. He still coaching?
Well, he's 73.
Okay.
Well, that is not 1,000.
That's old. But that's Bill Belichick old.
Yeah. Pete Carroll.
Yeah. Pete wants a job.
So anyway, so now
I'm still laughing at Chan Gailey.
I have another quick quiz for you.
Okay.
This is going to be harder.
All right.
Regarding
coaches. A little tougher.
We'll do that coming up next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.